everyone.
Hey, everyone. I'm Emily.
And I'm Maria, and this is the Open Plan Podcast. We're excited to have you here.
Join us in navigating life and architecture as young professionals tackling career, education, social lives, and everything in between.
Keep up with us on Instagram at Open Plan Podcast. So now let's get into it. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Open Plan Podcast.
Hello, hello. We're back. If you've been following us on Instagram, which you should at Open Plan Podcast, you probably noticed that we've been a little offline on the podcast front, but we've definitely been hanging out offline. And we've been posting a little bit over there this whole summer. We've done a lot of things that prevented us from recording as much.
The theme of this episode is us focusing on our personal lives a little bit, I would say. So that definitely ties in. And we have a lot to catch up on. So we're going to just talk about our summers so far. And of course, the big content is going to be Brazil and Maria's amazing wedding there. We're going to get into that. And also, if you've never been to Brazil, definitely stick around for what we did there, because there's a lot to do and it was amazing. So
yeah, it was quite a great time. But before we get into that, we want to catch up on some other things that we forgot that happened that were super fun and we haven't talked about and we should probably catch up on. So some of the things that happened this summer, I want to say one of the first things that was before the Bachelorette, right?
Mm-hmm. This like truly kicked off the summer, I feel like.
Yeah. Sorry to all the haters, but we are Swifties. We are hardcore. I mean, I am.
Skip ahead like a couple minutes.
Yeah. But we both went to the Eras Tour on separate dates. I went in Atlanta and then I went in Atlanta one weekend. Emily came to visit the next weekend, and then she saw her in Philly the weekend after that. So, life changing, amazing 3.5-hour show. She's insane.
Insane. Yeah, and Maria got a taste of it before I did, which was cool too. Because you were like, "I'm so excited for you."
I know.
You're, like, yeah, and I jealous. Think like,
at some point in the beginning of the tour, everyone was like, oh, I don't want spoilers. Like, I'm trying not to watch. But at this point, it's impossible. And, like, I think when I went, I knew, like, generally what to expect. But it was so, wow. The production, everything was impeccable. And I saw it here in Atlanta at the Benz Stadium, which is nuts. Like, there's LED screens 360 around. So there were, like, 11 Taylors that I could watch at the same time.
Yeah, that's really nice. Your stadium had that. I was at Lincoln Financial Field, and it was cool because it was outdoors. So we got the fireworks at the end, and it was like packed to the brim, like insane. Like the stadium was so big, and of course she sold out 3 shows. So you know, in classic Taylor fashion, and yeah, just like Maria said, it was insane. But we didn't have screens all the way around, so I feel like I didn't see her like front way, if that makes sense. So I like had to after the fact be like, oh, I needed to watch the visuals again.
Yeah, there's like definitely it looks cool from all of the different areas you could sit at, because if you sit on the floor, you don't see all the stuff on the stage, like floor, that the lighting and all that stuff. But there's some visuals that you can only tell if you're looking her straight on.
Right.
Like there's like stuff behind her and where she is height wise, it all like kind of works together. So I, you know, some of the videos that I see from the front, I'm like, wow, I never saw that.
And I feel like I'm not like I'm a newer Swiftie. Like I would say now I listen to like everything pretty consistently, but I would say it was really like grad school, maybe right when I met you that I like are really liking her. I was like, this is all making sense.
Like, you can't be friends with me unless you listen to her.
Swifties don't come for me. I'm like exposing myself with like how new I am. They're like, she's not real. I think it was like Lover era, I want to say, that I was like, wow. I mean, I've always liked her, but mm-hmm. that was the full time I would like listen, the first time I would like listen to like a full album, like from start to beginning. Mm-hmm. And like, she is like truly like an incredible performer, like objectively.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was shook by like her voice, her energy. Like, she performed for 3 hours and
yeah.
It felt like a second.
For 3 days. Yeah. I saw her on Sunday. So it was like after 2 days of 3.5 hour shows almost. And it was like still so good. Like, she doesn't yeah. stop. I mean, of course, she does stop singing at some points. We probably don't notice. But like, it's insane.
It's
like,
very back-to-back.
When did she sleep? I don't know.
No one knows.
And the dancers, it was amazing. Oh my gosh. Like, yeah. I want yeah, her workout routine. Emotional. I want her, how does she do that? I don't know. But, okay, one last question, because we could probably talk about this for an hour, but what was your favorite, like, part of the show, like, era or song?
Favorite era? You know, it's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the crowd being, like, lit, I would feel like Red was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Different feelings. Red, like when she sang what's it called, Let the Games Begin, Are You Ready for It, that song,
that's Reputation.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
it's okay
during the Reputation part. So good. That part was most lit. I would say I think I liked Evermore. And that part yeah. when she got a little witchy.
Ooh,
and kind yeah. of like walked out the stage and
Willows.
Yeah, because her voice is just so good that I feel like even with yeah. the
I like the low register.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't really need all the fancy effects and like dancing. Like, it was great
mm-hmm.
and fun for like us to like be like dancing around and stuff. But like the more acoustic songs, I was like, oh, emotional. Yeah. Like, you're such a good singer. But yeah. yeah.
Marjorie.
Yeah.
I immediately started tearing up when Fearless started, like the Fearless era, just because of the nostalgia of it. It was like first when it started, I was just like, like when she came on stage for the first time, I was like, oh my God, I'm shook. Like, this is so cool. And like, I'm just overwhelmed by the fact that we're here. But when Fearless started, I was like, I'm going back in time.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. But I think my favorite part was All Too Well, 10 Minute, because I cried all of it.
Of course.
I started singing. I was like, I can't sing. I'm bawling my eyes out.
Yeah.
I don't know. What
10 minutes, entire crowd knew every word. Like, yeah, what artist could do that?
Not only is that song nostalgic because obviously it came out before now, but the 10 minute version came out also like during COVID, which was also like an emotional time, and like obviously like many people relied on this kind of stuff, music, movies, TV shows, to kind of keep our sanity, and that was like part of that for me too, and I was just like, wow,
yeah,
insane, like, that we're yeah. seeing this live.
A lot of people tie the eras to like a time of their life, and you know, hearing it reminds you of like being awkward in high school, or like just, like going through it in college, or like,
not having the love of your life dancing in under the rain in your best dress. You're like,
this hits so hard, and I'm 16.
I know, but it's like dreaming of my prince.
Yeah. So, you know, Taylor hater or not, you know, sorry,
she's a badass.
If you had to hear this, but.
Can't deny the stamina, the talent, and the control, crowd control, and presence.
All right, moving on.
Moving on.
Because we really could talk about it all day.
I know.
And so, then,
yeah, the weekend after that, Emily came to visit. So fun.
That was amazing. I hadn't been to Atlanta since COVID.
Yeah, since you moved away.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Yeah. Or not even COVID. It was like end of it, I guess, like 2021, like right before my wedding.
Yeah.
was the last time I was there. So that was nostalgic. I was like, oh my gosh, like walking around Virginia Highlands, if you're familiar with Atlanta at all, that was where I'd lived. And just like walking down the street, I was like, oh my gosh, feels like I'm right back and my house is like right over there.
Yeah, it was really fun. We went out a lot, tried to show Emily some of the new Atlanta spots. We actually had a pool day because it was starting to get warm. That was fun.
We jam-packed a lot in 3 days.
Oh my god, I know. We drank a lot too.
As it happens on vacation. But yeah, Maria was a great host. Anna has a really cute townhouse to host as well. So that was really nice to see her place. But yeah, Atlanta's always has a soft spot for me. So great to be back. And now Maria needs to come to Philly. So do the favor back.
Well, yeah. And also, like, we totally meant to, like, do some podcast things, but we hadn't seen each other in so long that we're just going to hang out. But then a month after that, I flew to Philly because we went on my bachelorette. And I flew into Philly. We spent like half a day there, saw Emily's new house that is under renovations. Very fun. We can't wait to talk more about it and share more pics and stuff. But that was really fun. That one. Yeah. So to talk about. And then we just drove to the Hamptons. We got an Airbnb there with some other friends and my sisters-in-law. And it was great.
It was so nice. That was my first time at the Hamptons also. I'd never been there.
Yeah, me either.
Maybe for everybody. Was that everyone's first time?
I think so. Like
five of us. So yeah, we were all leaning into our coastal grandma vibe. Got a cute little house. We all dressed up and went to dinner. Walked down Main Street. So yeah, it was very nice. And we also got amazing weather, like right before the wildfires. I don't know if anyone's on the East Coast. That was a really big thing this summer that now I guess we have to care about air quality. So
yeah, it was like the day after we flew out, everything kind of like I think the airport, the LaGuardia airport shut down or something, like the day after we flew out of there. I was like, oh my gosh.
Right.
So
literally perfect timing that we got in for that. Got in a nice 3-day bachelorette. Beach,
wineries. Love.
Yes. Everything. Yeah. Highly, I recommend the beach there. We did Cooper's Beach. Then we did a bunch of wineries. Or in the area, there's a bunch. We did two. We could have done more. But
and we stayed in Southampton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would love to go back. Oh my god.
Great girls trip destination. Yeah.
Oh yeah. It was so calm too. Like that's what I wanted. I didn't want like a rager, you know, club type.
Yeah. There's two types of bachelorettes.
Yeah. but yeah. So great time. We also have some pics, probably more on my Instagram than on the podcast one. But anyways.
We can do a throwback and show some pictures from that. I'm sure if you follow either Maria and I's personals, you've seen it on there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we got a lot of really cute group pics and then individual pics. So
So that was in June. And then a month later, we all flew to Brazil.
Woo-hoo. It's been back to back. You're like, and then.
I know. I know, I'm like getting depressed now that like we don't have any plans.
The thing about the summer, it's kind of like, or I guess particularly like this summer, it's been like so many things to look forward to. And like, I feel like I haven't traveled like that since pre-pandemic COVID, also, like especially going international. Like I have gone places like in the US, but like, big trips. Someone was just like, Emily, you just keep traveling. Like, you're just like, going all over the place. And I'm like, there's just Maria's events are back to back. Gotta be there.
Yeah. So our wedding was in São Paulo. So for many reasons, but also because it was easier for everyone to fly into. So Emily was there for like a week, I think. And I was there for two. So, and we obviously had two different experiences. So, we could start with Emily's perspective of like more of like a vacation and places she went, what she liked, and all the things she would recommend and stuff. And then I'll talk more about wedding specific things. So go ahead. So what day did you get there? Tuesday.
I got there Tuesday and we kind of like hit the ground running. We went.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone arrives, like you take a red eye typically, and everyone arrives like early in the morning, and everyone, you know, we would offer like, hey, like you want to drop off your bags at our place? You want to rest? You want to shower? You want to take a nap? No, Emily just like went straight into sightseeing.
I was like if we fall asleep right now, like I'm not waking up until like 9 p.m. because of the red eye. So I was like, we need to either like adapt when there really is no time difference. I feel like
that's one thing about Brazil.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people know that. Brazil only has, it's 1 hour ahead, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's pretty crazy that you don't have to really adjust with jet lag. But yeah, the red eye was killer. 10-hour flight.
Yeah.
So we just kind of dropped our bags off and then immediately went and got a coffee. Which I did so many times.
So many times.
I should have counted coffee count. Like, they're espressos. So I was like, oh, this doesn't count. They're like little shots. I'm just like taking them. But they're so delicious. Like, don't need any extra of that stuff we do here in the US that I still love, you know, my Starbucks. But this is like, you know, just raw, tastes so good. So had a lot of Nespresso. Hit that as soon as we left our Airbnb, and then we walked, we were close to Paulista Avenue, so that's like kind of a popular neighborhood to stay in. It was like Jardim Paulista, so we were able to walk to this avenue, which had a bunch of shops, restaurants, like very wide and like pedestrian friendly. And the day we went, it wasn't closed, but on Sundays Maria was saying that they close it to pedestrians, so highly recommend walking down that, and it's like a big party. Matt actually went on Sunday and he was like, it was crazy. He was like, I was not prepared for that. And walked to Paulista, I mean, walked there and then ended at the Museum of Art. So the MASP is a very like iconic Sao Paulo building designed by a female architect. We love that. So took a look at that and didn't go inside because the line was insane.
It was the day that it was free, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Like it was on Tuesday, so free.
Yeah. So we admired it from the outside and then headed right over to a mall. So
Sao Paulo mall culture is a thing.
Mall culture there.
They're different than here.
Yes. Before you're like, wow, why are you going international and just hanging out in malls? They're different. They're destinations. They're restaurants. They're beautifully like done as far as like the interiors, the communal spaces. They have like random like courtyards everywhere. So people just go there to get coffee and hang out, which is like so different than the US experience. So we went to the one that was near Ibirapuera Park. What was that one called? Do you remember?
Was it the, really the JK one?
Yes, JK. That was our first one. So, you know, got Gucci. That's Chanel.
One of the nicest.
Yeah, I just spent so much money on you. No, I'm just kidding. We went to like the upper floors, which had like the
It's funny that I like that one because the you know, super expensive stores are separate. Like the first level is like Prada, Gucci, know, whatever. Then every other level is normal.
Right.
But there's another mall. It's like that one's JK Iguatemi. There's the one that's just Iguatemi, which is the first one. That one, like, you could be in a pharmacy and then next door is a Gucci and then like a random shoe store all and then Prada. Together. Like you don't even see it coming. All of a sudden you're almost like walking into Prada and you're like, what? I can't be walking into Prada.
No, I appreciated the level of separation here. Like it was nice to win the hierarchy. I'm like, I don't belong. I'm gonna go upstairs to where the puzzle is. But you know, you still got to see like the store design. Like, we're all geeking out over the tile, the Gucci store tile. And then just head on right up. And we did a decent amount of shopping. Ashcon kind of killed it, not gonna lie. He got a bunch of really great shirts. The exchange rate in Brazil right now is really great for the US dollar, so we were able to get really good quality things for an affordable price, you know. In the US it'd be like triple the cost, you know, or literally five times the cost, because that's what the exchange rate is.
Yeah. Right
now. So we're very successful in getting some really nice shirts, and I got some shoes. So highly recommend the malls if you are in Sao Paulo, which wouldn't have expected.
Yeah. And they're also one of the things, just like a parenthesis on malls, because I feel like we've, if you listen to our podcast with Ellen Dunham Jones, nice, you know, nice American podcast. Malls, link in the bio. We obviously, malls in the US are kind of dying, and there's like no point, and they're bad, and blah, blah, blah. But in Brazil, especially in Sao Paulo, they're like obviously a destination, they're really nice, but they're also convenient because you have things like movie theaters, pharmacies, shoe repair store. Like there's all the things that you need, hair salons, like there's everything in all the malls have all these categories of stores. So you can just go to the mall and do everything you need to do, instead of like in the US, I'm always annoyed with like, I go to the mall and I can't buy like some Tylenol. Like there's no pharmacy. I have to drive somewhere else to find a Walgreens. Like, it makes no sense. So I think that's part of why malls are still relevant in Brazil.
That's a good point. It's treated more like a town center where you
like a community place, like movie theater. You don't have to shop, like you can just hang out, and there's that rooftop deck. There's I don't know if you went there.
Yeah, I did,
but yeah it's really nice.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was cool to see the opposite of malls thriving in a different country when it's not in our country. So, and then we did, you know, the iconic market. What's the formal name for it? I keep calling it just
it's the municipal market. It's a like a food, farmer's market. I mean, it's kind of like a big food hall, but it's more like
produce
farmer's market level stuff.
Yeah. And that was an experience. Like, they, I don't know if they know we're just tourists, and like, it's like, of course they do.
They but
like,
know.
They're like them. And you will be like approached multiple times to get like try different fruits, which was actually amazing. We tried so many exotic, like Brazilian fruits that you don't have here, like a kiwi and banana cross. Like, that was a good one. I was like, a cabana? Or what is this? But, everything, and like, you know, really fresh lychee, they were just handing them to you for free with, you know, the hopes of you wanting to buy it. But, you know, it was really overwhelming. I was like eating so much fruit at one time. I was like, oh my God, I like can't do anymore. And I was like, you need to just say no at some point. But yeah, I have issues with that. We got to try a bunch of different fruit. The famous mortadella sandwich was there. So highly recommend the municipal market.
Yeah, most of the people that went there ended up spending way too much money on fruit.
They get you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stand your ground.
Yeah.
We were just
But it's
like,
fun. It's no. fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're like in an Airbnb or hotel. Like, what are you gonna do with the fruit?
Yeah, like Banksy had to carry like pounds of fruit with him, like location. So funny. And then this was probably one of my favorite places that I went to. We went twice. We loved it so much. It was the Parque Ibirapuera Park. I just said it twice. park. Essentially like a Sao Paulo Central Park, with so many activities. You got your skate park, soccer, basketball, museums, like, and you could all see it. You could see it all by bike. And the bike trail is really separated from the pedestrian trail. Like, they have their own like markings, a really wide trail, which is like, take notes, like, you know, Beltline and Schuylkill River Trail. Like, no, it's like way wider. And, biking there was not stressful at all. Like, the pedestrians are not like in the bike lane at all. So I highly recommend if you go to the park, like seeing it via bike, because I think you could see a lot more of it if you, yeah, if you're not living there, you know, and you want to see more of it.
Yeah, it's huge. So it takes a long time to walk the whole thing.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Nice. Yeah. And what I love about it is how people use it. Like, mm-hmm, it would be so lame if you went there and there was no one there.
Right.
Like, I mean, it wouldn't be so lame, but because there's a bunch of stuff to do. But the part that makes it so fun and entertaining is how many people are using it. And even on a weekday, like,
right,
families, kids, after school, like, everyone is just using everything the way that it's meant to be used. And mm-hmm, it's so nice to see that.
Wow. Yeah, it's like very lively and people are like actually renting the bikes and mm-hmm, actually using all these, like, you know, rec areas and mm-hmm, going to the museums, and it was awesome.
Coconut water stands every 100 feet.
The coconut water, oh my gosh, straight from a coconut. Grab one if you're there.
Yeah.
So that was probably my favorite, just because, yeah, just like you said, it was just really lively and really fun to do in a group. We all rented bikes together and went and explored the whole park. And yeah, and then that kind of leads us up to the wedding. So at that point, it'd been like three days, but mm-hmm, Thursday was when the wedding event started, starting off with like a really fun welcome happy hour. And that place, oh my gosh. Yeah. That was like almost unplanned though, right? Like, yeah. I mean, like, it worked out amazingly, but it was just like, I mean, even you were like, oh my, like, what?
Yeah. So, okay. I'm not the type of person, like, if we had done this wedding in Atlanta, I would not have done like 15 different events before and after the wedding. I'm exaggerating, but I wouldn't have done that. But because it was destination, people were coming from all over, I wanted to give people, even if they couldn't come, at least give them something to do if they were free and wanted to
That's
come.
That's a good destination wedding, like, tip in general. Like, you want people to, like, be, they're going to be there for a long time. So,
and I wanted more time to hang out with people other than the wedding day because I knew there's not enough time.
Right.
So Thursday, a lot of people were arriving like Thursday morning. So, and because I had bridesmaids in Brazil that couldn't come to the bachelorette, I wanted to do like a bridesmaid lunch on Thursday. And then leading into like evening happy hour dinner thing with all of the, it actually initially was supposed to be just the wedding party, like the bridesmaids and groomsmen, but I just kept inviting everyone with no plans, no reservations, and absolutely no idea what we were doing, because I wanted to go to this place. There's this relatively new hotel that opened in São Paulo, right on Paulista, actually. It's called the Rosewood São Paulo. There's Rosewoods everywhere else, like other major cities, they have
them. I'm obsessed with Rosewoods.
Yeah, they're beautiful hotels. they are very expensive to stay at. The nightly rate is probably insane. Even with the exchange rate, it's still expensive.
Yeah, it's still on like the way high end. Yeah.
Yeah. So we knew we weren't going to stay there, but they have like three different restaurant/bars that anyone can go to. So I was like, oh, we can go. There's like a kind of a speakeasy type one that's like smaller and has live music. That's kind of where I wanted to go. But we ended up rolling in with like 23, 25 people. And the woman was like, you are not going to fit in there. That's basically maybe over capacity with just your party. Like, it's a tiny little bar. So yeah, she started setting up. First of all, this place is insane, right? Like, the garage entrance is insane. Like, there's like an outdoor lounge with like library and like books just outside.
It was the nicest garage I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
it was just the beginning, and we were like, this is great. We're like, we're still in the parking
garage. And like half the people were, designers, architects, and everyone was just geeking out. So I was like, alone, this was worth it for it alone. Like, just even if we don't get a spot, at least we saw mm-hmm. the entrance. But they start setting up this table, like, in the restaurant downstairs. But it's just, like, one big, long, fixed table. I'm like, this is... And it was only 16 people. We're like, we're expecting more people to show up and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, well, there's another restaurant upstairs for dinner. And I'm like, we don't want dinner. I came here for, like, one drink. I don't even know how much money we can... spend yeah. here. Right. Like, how much is dinner?
You're but, like, filet mignon? Like, what's going on? Like, yeah. We're here for a cocktail.
Yeah, maybe one or two drinks. But so she's like, oh, well, then there's, like, a rooftop bar. I'm like, okay, like, that sounds cool. But, like, you're not making it sound cool.
She's like, why would anyone want to go up to that?
It's place? Like, not even a thing on their website. Like, there's, it's not one of the restaurants or bars that they advertise. So I think it's just for guests.
Working out.
Yeah. So she's like, yeah, you always want to see it. And I was like, sure. And then we all go up, like, three differently elevator trips. And it's this, like, it's so funny because it's like, it's a tiny little bar, but it's all decorated like a grandma's house. And it's literally called, like, grandma's house, because a little bit of history on this hotel. The part that we were in was a maternity hospital. Like, way back, it was like this old hospital building, and they renovated and everything. So it's a little bit like of an older vibe to the building. Yeah. And then next to it, they built the tall, like, hotel tower. So this rooftop was decorated like a grandma's house, but, like, chic. I don't know.
By that, we mean, like, in the best way. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, the wallpaper, it was, everything was patterned. So it's like the walls, yeah. The pillows, the furniture was like your grandma's house, but elevated. Like, it
was your grandma, like, was batshit rich.
Right. Your grandma from the Hamptons or something. You know what I mean? Like, you literally, we were all there. We're like, it's like the Hamptons. Velvet couches, floral wallpaper, the whole thing. I loved it. No, it was so adorable. Walls,
I think, were actually painted murals. I don't think it was wallpaper.
Oh, you're right. Yep. Looked like wallpaper to the eye, but. If you look closer. Yeah.
But it's this tiny bar, and there's this one bartender. There's no one there. And then there's this little stair. And then there's, like, a rooftop pool with, like, chairs and views and, like, insane. And there was no one there. We just walk in and we're like, holy shit, this is all for us. And the bartender was like, oh my God. It was like 25 people,
a wave of
ordering
people.
Drinks. So it worked out so well that, like, there were maybe, like, a couple other guests there, like, in and out. But once the people walked in and saw how packed it was with our people, they're like, okay. But yeah, we didn't have a reservation or anything. It just,
I can't believe how well that worked out. Like,
I know. I was like, wow.
Happened to have an empty rooftop if you want to check it out, you know?
Yeah. We ended up staying probably longer than we would have. Like, some people actually got food there, and we got, like, maybe 2-3 drinks. And then we ended up at another, like, more of a sports bar after that, lower key. They were having, like, a game, like a soccer game. So it was kind of a fun vibe. And then we went home. And then Friday, me and Jose took Friday off. We're like, we're not doing anything. What did you do on Friday?
Oh, so another tip. We went to Japantown, which I think is the slang for it. La Libertad, I think, is the neighborhood.
Yeah,
Libertad. Okay. Which was really neat. It was like a cluster of Japanese restaurants and streetscape of the lanterns. You know, you got the cuisine, you got a lot of shopping. And we went and got ramen because it was actually cold that day. You know, by, like, Brazilian standards, was like 60 or something. So we got cozy and we got some ramen. Highly recommend going over there if you're wanting some Asian food. And then from Japantown, we went to Japan House, which was an amazing museum. If you're an architect, you're gonna geek out over the facade. It's pretty cool. It's like layered wood 2x4s almost, but as a screen. And then if you're not an architect, you know, still a cool vibe. There's a bookstore, coffee shop, and then a really cool exhibit of miniature food inside. It was like freaking adorable. Yeah, I was like not expecting that. So yeah,
it was designed by Kengo Kuma.
Oh yes, yes, good to note. I feel like we have a lot of building art. Content from this trip. Yeah. We could just like show the Rosewood Mass, this museum. A lot of great architecture to explore in Sao Paulo. So museum was great. And then we went back to Ibirapuera Park. Because this time we had like three other friends with us who hadn't been, and we were like, y'all, we need to go.
Let me show you around.
Yes. Like, oh yeah, this is our home now. And that's how we ended. And then we rushed over to your rehearsal dinner.
Right. Yeah. I forgot.
Yes. All blur.
Friday night. Yeah. That one was also like, we lucked out. We made reservations for like our wedding party and family and stuff. And I had never been to that place. Like, I didn't know what was going to happen, but it turned out we had this whole room in the back for ourselves. Like, we had our own server and we had like two staff. And they had like even decorated the tables a little bit of flowers and drinks and everything. It was so lovely. Oh my gosh. Like, that was a great dinner. Mm-hmm. We didn't actually rehearse anything. That wasn't really part of the plan, but
that all happened the next day, which honestly I can get behind rehearsal dinners not having rehearsals.
Yeah, we had a great coordinator the day of, or you know, planning in the day of, so she I trusted her. She's like, we don't rehearse in Brazil, it's fine. I'm like, okay. Wow. But yeah, Friday night was amazing. It was so fun to see everyone together finally, like, because Thursday night was more like the young people, but Friday we had my mom, my brother, my godparents, you know, Jose's family, everyone, and I had even a couple of other friends that live in Sao Paulo that came on Friday as well, and it was just so nice. Well, miss it.
I know, you're like, now just thinking back and missing
out. Yeah. But yeah, so that was lovely. Everyone enjoyed pizza. What was it? Lemon pie, something, dessert. It was great.
It was key lime pie. It was really good.
Lime pie, yeah. And then it was Saturday.
The wedding day.
That was okay. Friday and Saturday were really cold for some reason. Like, we had beautiful, it was beautiful still, like it was sunny, but for some reason, Friday and Saturday, it dropped a little bit. Mm-hmm. And the venue was a little bit further away from the city in the middle of the woods. So I feel like it was colder there even.
Yeah. Want to name drop the venue?
Yeah. The venue was called Ares Vila Real. Yeah. It was just, it used to be like a horse stable building, like a long time ago. So it has like these tiny little square windows and it's so beautiful. But now it's been like an event thing for a while, and not recently, but like this latest version of it has maybe been around for like 10, 15 years, maybe not even that long. So it's beautiful. We'll post some pics, but yeah, it was nice. Yeah,
it was so nice. It was remote and kind of like what Maria was saying, like, I loved that. Now I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. That was a horse stable.
Yeah.
The room we were getting ready in was so cold, but that was only because I think it was, you know, previously, you know, not used for no insulation. But then if you went outside, it was totally fine. It was literally just the stone holding it in. But honestly, I feel like that temperature really worked out for getting your hair and makeup done, because the last thing you want is that to melt off. So
yeah, it was actually weather. We should have just had a little bit more like sweaters in the beginning of the early morning.
I came in wearing a hoodie and sweatpants.
Oh yeah, me too. Everyone else, yeah. Anna didn't have to
look cute.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I was like, why does everyone look nice right now?
I know. I was like, I'm not gonna look cute. I didn't even get like robes or anything because I knew it was gonna be cold. I was like, no one's gonna wear these.
Yeah.
So it was fine. We all got cozy. There was like a couch. I'm upset we never, there was like a bed there. We should have just all gotten in bed and like,
oh my God,
took a nap, like, or something.
Sleepover vibes. Oh, I thought you wanted a picture of us.
Oh, well, a pic would have been cute too, but we were so cold. Yeah, like, I wanted to take another cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the makeup team was there. Amazing hair makeup team. Yeah, we all got started getting our hair prepped and makeup and everything. And my mom's there, Jose's mom's there. And the decor was starting to go up. The sun was out. Like, it could not have been more perfect. And yeah, so we did that in the morning. And then I, we did like a little toast and things. And then after that, so in Brazil, I don't know, it's a little different than here, but in Brazil, you hire like a decor person, and mm-hmm. under them is like the flowers and everything that has really yeah. relation to decoration. So she was like the main like project manager of that. And then she comes and shows me around the venue like a few hours before people start arriving. So we did like a tour so I could see everything. And because obviously during the party, we didn't get to see much. So it was really nice to like see all the decor and the flowers and everything. And then she gave me my bouquet. And then we ended up, you know, finishing getting ready and steaming. Everything went fine except for one of my bridesmaids burned a hole into her dress.
But honestly, where was it? Because I know it was in the front.
It was like in, like, if you're standing, it was like where her like left hand fingers would hit, like around her thigh,
oh
I guess.
Oh my gosh.
So, but it was fine.
I honestly couldn't see it. And
yeah, I think she put lipstick on it because her dress was like burgundy reddish.
Oh my gosh.
From the makeup artist, like a yeah. matching tone just to get rid of like the darker. It was crazy.
Things like that, like something has to happen. It wouldn't be a wedding without something weird happening.
Yeah, but that was honestly the only thing. And then the boys arrived, and you know they had their own room too, so that was fun. And then the wedding.
And then it was all a blur, and it was so beautiful.
And then I danced for 8 hours straight, didn't stop until they made me.
Until they made me. Then Maria gave out Javiana flip-flops, which was a great hack, so all the ladies could take their heels off. And, like, they literally had a basket, and they were just walking around and handing them to girls. And they were like, yeah!
Yeah, I was like, they're also, like, with the little Brazil flag. So I thought, you know, let's make this, like, mm-hmm. a little gift, too.
Right. That was really cute. I also love the Caipirinha kind of selection at the bar. That was kind of, there was like maybe five different types of that, and if you don't know what that is, it's kind of like the Brazilian signature drink, mm-hmm. kind of like a mule and like limey, like, but with rum instead of vodka.
It's cachaça, which is like a close to a white rum, but it's the Brazilian version, and lime and sugar, like that's it,
right?
But that's the base one, but they make it with any fruit you want. And like, we had a very Brazilian version, which had like a sugar cane stick in it and like other stuff, like maybe orange or something. So yeah, the drinks were lit. Everyone loved
By the time drinks. I met up with Ashkan, he was like, I've had three of them. Like, I'm going down the list of the Caipirinha tastings. And I was like,
someone told me like they had like zeroed out the menu. They had all of the drinks. Wow. They had tried all of the menu. I'm like, that's crazy. Okay, are you okay?
You're like, you're standing. Okay, are you okay? Do I need to call someone? Yeah, like, that's just like a lot of different liquors too. So damn.
I know. Yeah.
I could never.
But that was another thing Jose mentioned, is like, no one got crazy drunk. Like everything, you know, everyone was happy and drunk happy, but not like, I'm dying.
Yeah. No one was like out of hand or like, exactly.
Yeah. So yeah, thank you, guests.
Everyone held it together.
Yeah, the DJ was fire. Oh my god.
Such good dancing. Well, it's very surreal that it's like done. I don't know. It's crazy. So like, let's talk about some of your takeaways now that the process is over. And kind of just a little, your mood. Yeah. What's your mood?
Well, I think like the wedding, the week that we were all in São Paulo hanging out, and like, you know, aside from the wedding stuff, we were going out to dinner, lunch, like whenever we had time before the wedding stuff. So it was like a big vacation with all of my friends. It was so fun.
It didn't feel like real life. Yeah.
No, it was, it was like such a long time planning it. Like we started planning it over almost 2 years before, because we wanted to give everyone at least a year save the date type notice so everyone could plan. And I think that's honestly like a huge reason why everyone was able to go. Like so many people were able to go. So if you're planning a destination wedding, 1 year notice.
Give them a good amount of heads up. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
For both planning and financial stuff, because flights to Brazil are not cheap. Things there are cheap, but flights are not. So I'm so grateful that everyone, that, you know, most of the important people were there and everything. So, but yeah, it was kind of surreal to be there. I was so just like in the moment, enjoying everything and trying to like take mental pictures and remember all the moments. And then the wedding day itself was just like a dream. Like it was truly insane. Like everything was amazing. I was so happy. Like I couldn't stop smiling and like twirling and jumping. And but yeah. And then now that I look back, like one of the things that I had been doing before the wedding with planning and like just my mental, you know, state, I was really trying to put my like our personal life first for once, because I think since like school and, you know, undergrad, grad, and then COVID happened, like I feel like we didn't get a chance to do that. I think after graduation from grad school, if there was no COVID, that was the moment I was going to do that. Like I was going to take a month off. I was going to go to Brazil and just do nothing. And just take my time to like come back to myself. And like that never happened, even since COVID. Obviously, it's not been as bad now because, you know, we could travel and we were able to go to Brazil last year. But just in general, like I feel like going through school, and I don't know if it's an architecture thing or if it's a type A person thing or, you know, whatever, but we're always like prioritizing career and like what's the next move and what's the next job and what's the next, like am I doing tests, am I doing another degree, like, you know, you're always doing those things, especially when you're in school. So I said a lot of no's to things during this time, like for example, like teaching, like I want to teach but it's not the time, like I just had to say no. And it's hard for me to say no to things because I'm always like I will do it.
Yeah, for sure.
So I, even with like the AREs, like I've obviously not been taking them and it's obviously fine. Okay.
Yeah.
And like, yeah. I tell myself that and that it's hard because it's only like, no one's telling me, Maria, you're not taking your AREs. It's all in my head. Right.
Yeah.
So, but so it was one of those things I was doing. I was like, not sure if it was the right thing. I was like, is this going to bite me in the ass after like me saying no to all these things that I, in my brain, I should say yes to. But honestly, it was definitely the right thing now that I look back, because I enjoyed planning the wedding. And I was, what I was afraid of was like getting to the wedding time and being preoccupied with other stuff, whether it's like, you know, other professional things, work things, whatever it is that I've committed to or that are in my brain that I don't have space to enjoy the wedding. And like, that's more important than anything else, is like our family and our lives and like who we are. Like at the end of the day, like if you lose your job, you lose everything. Those are the people that are going to be there. So I think that sometimes like it's hard to see that perspective. But looking back now, like that was the right move. I'm so glad I did that because I was so present the week of the wedding. And then the week after we did like a little mini moon and I just had no worries in the world. God. I was thinking about absolutely nothing. And I was like, I can't believe this happened. Like,
I love that.
So yeah, it was insane. I was like, I could never do that. But yeah, I think it's just, it's been like a year trying to get to that place.
Yeah. Right.
But it was also like allowing myself to just not care, like just stop, you know, look at the freaking clouds, Maria. Come on. So yeah, 1000% recommend that if you're in that moment of life, or if you're in a season of life where you're doing something for yourself, whether that's just whatever you're doing for yourself, or you're getting married or having kids, or it's a life moment that you like, work is professional things need to take a step back, because that's not your life. Right.
Right.
So I think that I'm happy with that decision. And it was one of the good things that came out of this, is like, I realized that was the right move.
Nice.
And it was just worth it in general to have a wedding. I think that a lot of people debate whether or not to do that, or like save the money and buy a house or whatever. I don't know. For me personally, because I'm from Brazil and I live here and my people are everywhere, and I hadn't had a chance to like be together, I think that that was a huge pull for me to do a big party. It wasn't even that big. It was 100 people. It just feels big because it was far away.
Right.
But it was a big like effort for everyone to come together. But it was so surreal to see that, and like, it brought me so much joy to reconnect with people. Like, I invited some people and some family that I honestly like hadn't seen in a while, or like even talked to on a regular basis. But I had to like kind of reset the tone. It's like, hey, I'm still here. We're all still family. We all love each other. And this is like, everyone got along so well, which was like insane. Like, all of our friends from everywhere just going out, like you guys, like just hanging out with other people outside. And like, we didn't even tell you to do that.
Right. I really do love that about like weddings or like group trips where there are people that you don't know. Like, there's just like almost like a surreal reality where you're like in an international country. So you guys all kind of just like band together and like you make new friends that way, and like explore a city with new people. It's like so much fun. So
yeah.
No, I really like that you said that you kind of focused on yourself, and in the end it's like, these professional things like the Aries, they're always going to be there. And you know, it's hard to study for something when your heart's not in it also. So it's like, even when you are studying, like, how actually productive is that? So it's better just know yourself and being like, is this energy worth it into this, or should I just wait when I'm ready for it? And yeah, so you know, I think the only, like you said, it was internal. The only competition you really have is with yourself, like, which is like an internal battle. And like, no one else really is there to like keep you accountable.
Exactly.
Like, so it's like, you just got to be comfortable with yourself. And I'm glad you really enjoyed your wedding, because it was amazing. And everyone loved it.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it was like really, really nice to have you and Ashkan there. And everyone else, and wow, so happy. I feel so loved.
I know. Such a lovely summer. And it's only August, but I feel like the summer has been jam-packed with stuff.
Best year of my life so far. Not gonna lie.
Yeah. So much. I love weddings, and that like literally the only reason people are there is just to celebrate love. Like, that's so beautiful. Like, what other occasion is there in like this day and age where people are just, it's not like about an object. And like, you know, I get weddings can get really kind of out of control and expensive, and like the core of it is like, it's just two people, which is like so beautiful. So love that. And yeah, that's pretty much our recap of this summer. We covered a lot. Everything from
where I thought this was gonna be 30 minutes.
I know. Well, how could we, when it's like, we're gonna cover wedding planning and where to go, and like
I know. let us know if you guys want a whole wedding planning video or a podcast, because we have experience.
yeah that is like in itself like whole career trajectory project management exercise.
Seriously, but, I mean, that's another thing. Like, that was a huge time consuming thing. It's another job,
right?
Because everyone else they need to talk to works the same hours you're working. So
yeah, it's stressful. Yeah. Now we're two married ladies, both of us.
Oh, how my god, is that? Should we buy a cottage in the Hamptons and become coastal grandmas?
Yes, we're gonna go retire now.
We don't have any kids, but we're grandmas.
Exactly.
Well, but on that note, yeah, we are excited to get back into recording. So yeah, keep an eye on our feed and follow us on Instagram at Open Plant Podcast, and check out our website too, openplantpodcast.com. And yeah, let us know how your summer went.
Yeah, let us know what you've been up to, and look out for a lot more new content coming your way. Me and Maria have a lot bubbling up that we're excited to share. So
now I have time.
Yes, now that we've recharged. All right, well, thanks everyone. Bye.